Okay, so let's move now into how do you go about acquiring some of these skills if you're still interested in learning these skills.
One of the things we talked about, and it's worth noting, is the first thing you've got to ask yourself is, what do I really want to do? I call it, and now Julie's starting to do it, maybe because we're doing so many seminars together. I call it my David Letterman list. What is my plan A, plan B? And of course, some of the candidates we work with have plan C and D. So at the end of the day, sitting down, and I don't know if any of you have ever done this, just write out what you'd like to do and what you want to be when you grow up, whatever that is, 5 to 10 years from now. In fact, effective career planning, or we call it managing your career, actually, and we said this to the group last time, you have a career folder. If you don't have one, get one. It means make one up right now, because we all have healthcare folders. We have financial folders. Let's put a career folder together that has my updated resume, which, again, you should rewrite every year. I recommend January. That's a good time to do it because the weather's terrible. It's a good way to start the year until I don't like the winter. And Julie knows
he has
this.
To get this in every year.
I do it just to bugger.
Drives me nuts.
And to say to yourself, what do I really want to do right now? And start with the easy stuff, and that is the financial piece. That sounds funny, but you need to know what you live on. Remember, you have your financial and healthcare folder. What are my healthcare benefits, my retirement expectations? If you have family, spouse, children, parents, pets, include them in the group. Because that gets into the 3-year, 5-year, 10-year plan. And then get into the meaty stuff, which is, what do I really want to do? And start with your technical skills. What are your technical skills? What are the examples of technical skills? Why would I hire you? Tell me what they are. What are those technical skills? So if it's so that could be a very specific information technology skill. Good. What else? If I'm in finance, cost accounting. What else? Compliance, benefits, right. What would be then the second piece of that? What are my personal strengths? The bullets on the top of your resume in the summary, along with your technical skills. What are personal strengths? I'll give you an example. Strategic planning. That's a personal strength. What would be another example of personal strengths? Communication skills. And that would not only include the ability to do platform work, could be language skills, correct? Ability to write, public speaking, okay? What else? Detail-oriented, very good. Yeah, attention to detail, meeting deadline. So start with those, and then drill down into functional roles. I don't know if you've ever done this. If you haven't, one of the things I'm going to recommend is you could look at the Harvard website of staff positions and pull out job descriptions. Or as I like to say, would you hire yourself to do that? Take the bullets from the job descriptions and write a job description, short term, long term. Do I want to be a director or manager level? Do I want a lateral move or a thing? If I don't want to work in the School of Education, where else within Harvard do I want to work? One of the things I always say to people I work with is that you're telling me you want to shift industries. Well, okay, what are those industries? Tell me. So if it's education, think about this for a second. If you're in education, what are the 3 areas you could look at in education right now? And I'm not talking specific names, but the types of education you could move to. And one is being higher ed. What are the other 2? K-12. Okay.
Learning.
It can be online. It can be primary, secondary, private, public, educational publishers. Okay. So be able to define those terms. And again, not to get into the networking, but if you're coming to talk to me, and I work in, let's say, a private high school, and you're saying, geez, I want to take my financial skills and move into the business office at their academy, you can tell me why. And you can tell me I'm interested in secondary private education. Or if I'm interested in public schools, am I interested in a suburban school, a charter school, or public? I mean, you got to give me that specific. So writing that out is critically important before you do anything else. And sharing it with the people close to you. Because if you're saying, you know what, maybe it is time to shift industries. Maybe it is time to leave the area. And what does that leave the area mean? We love this when we sit with our people and they say, I want to stay in New England. Well, what the heck does that mean? Does that mean Connecticut, Maine, Western Mass, Eastern Mass? What industry sectors? Is it higher ed? Is it nonprofit? Whatever that means. Financial services? So this becomes important before, can I afford to make a move? Really important, because you've got to know all of that before you start talking to people within the Harvard family, talking to other managers, asking your references at some point, we'll get to that later, and your network. And then, you know, can I do the job? This is important. We talked about it a little bit earlier. If I'm not a strategic planner, maybe the position I look at should not be a big strategic planning role. If I want a role that has a lot of finance in it, do I have the financial skills and the interest to do that?
If I don't, do I want to learn?
No, I'm going there next.
Right.
Those are questions. Because you don't want to apply for positions that you really don't have the interest, the aptitude, or the technical expertise. I remember talking to a hiring manager a number of years ago in a pharmaceutical company. He said, you know, if I put a sales position or a research technician, two very different areas, and I put them online, 90% of the people who apply are not qualified. And I said, oh, my. He said, yeah, they just think they can do the jobs. They don't have in the sales, the sales position, the kind of people skills, the industry. Now, they don't have degrees in biology or chemistry. So that's an important piece.